according to Park City Planning Director Bruce Erickson, this is the furthest along in the planning process that Treasure Hill has ever been. The applicant, represented by Pat Sweeney, who is one of three brothers, Mike, Pat, and Ed, makes up the acronym MPE. The three siblings are also one of the two property owners, Sweeney Land Company, who holds an equal share with partners PC2. Once approved and development can begin, MPE then will receive an interest in the project from both of the property owners for its efforts. In a recent interview with KPCW, Pat Sweeney said based on conversations with the Planning Commission and planning staff, the Planning Commission will make a decision on the conditional use permit application by the end of the year on its own and will be done so without MPE having to ask that a decision be made.
It's our understanding, and obviously we don't speak for the Planning Commission, but it's our understanding that there's interest in getting this voted on before the end of the year. And as long as that happens, that will be great with us.
If MPE does make that request, state law dictates that the Planning Commission has up to 45 days to render a decision. As to the Planning Commission's ongoing complaints that they haven't received the information that they need to make a decision, Sweeney disagrees.
We feel like we've greatly surpassed the amount of detail that's been requested of any similar project in Park City, and certainly the amount of detail that's reasonable to serve the purposes of a CUP application.
The excavation plan, he says, is another misunderstanding.
We mentioned conveyor belts as a possible way of getting the dirt up the hill in conversations at that time that were quite general. When I say that time, we're talking more than 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And somehow that's the part that survived that entire conversation.
What they've learned is that a conveyor belt can't be used on slopes greater than 30%, and they have slopes approaching 40 to 50% grade. And he says they would need a crushing plant on site, which would create its own impacts that would need to be mitigated.
By no means did we have the intent to say that's all we were going to do. That was one possible option. At the request of the Planning Commission, we have looked at that in greater detail. We've drilled down and asked some people that have done that kind of work, not only all over the Intermountain West, but also specifically in Park City. And they said, no, you know, that won't work. And here's why.
The Sweeneys have called Park City home for most of their lives. Unlike many of their neighbors, they think that this is the right thing for the community. It's what Park City is all about, skiing. Further, it'll bring in tax revenues to the city without the city having to build a single new road.
It brings to it no additional work on the part of the city, no new roads. Everything's built into it. Everything's off street. It supports the industry that Park City is all about, recreation.
As for Park City buying out the partners, Sweeney says that opportunity has come and gone.
We've had conversations over the years with the city about buying the property. We've offered it to them several times that by today's standards would be 10 cents on the dollar, and they weren't interested. So we respect that. They have no obligation to buy our property.
That's the applicant for Treasure Hill, Pat Sweeney. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.